I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the U.S. Constitution does not bar partisan gerrymandering. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Nate Hedgie explains what this means for recent efforts in our region to end the practice.
Gerrymandering means that an incumbent party can draw voting maps in a way that makes it easier for its own members to get elected. The Supreme Court decision essentially said that gerrymandering wasn't an issue for federal courts to deal with. That puts more pressure on states to take action. That's what happened last year when voters in Colorado and Utah passed ballot initiatives to end gerrymandering. Utah, for example, will now join Idaho with a bipartisan commission of political appointees who will take over the map drawing responsibilities. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Police in Colorado Springs are warning people to stay vigilant while at parks after a woman reported she was assaulted at Bear Creek Dog Park Thursday morning. KOAA says the woman told police a white or Hispanic man with a thin build came up from behind and assaulted her while she was on a trail just after 7 a.m. She was taken to the hospital for her injuries. Police said they searched the area but couldn't find the man. Colorado Democrats, including Governor Jared Polis, are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to place a hold on Trump administration plans to include a citizenship question in the 2020 census. The governor and others say the decision will ensure a population count that delivers the state its fair share of federal funding over the next decade. Federal funds account for a third of Colorado's roughly $30 billion annual state budget. This is 91.5 KRCC News.